Oh, I can't hear you. Hold on for a second.
It's me.
Oh, there you go. Now I can hear.
Awesome job. Very, very thorough in your lab testing, very good explanation, very thorough in your description of what you did. And congratulations on getting him to come so far. So
Yeah, thank you. Thank
that's
you.
really
Yeah.
great. I'd love to make a couple of suggestions and then
Sure. Great. Yeah.
yeah. So I wrote down for the B12, for the homocysteine not coming down, given that he has those SNPs, and he probably has some intrinsic factor stuff going on. So my concern is that Homocyst X, while it's a good supplement in an older person, is probably not going to do the trick because for the B12 anyway, because the B12 is in capsule format. And so I would suggest that your next step, maybe you try a liposomal B12 or a supplement B12.
Okay, got it.
And I also wanted to ask on the MMA, did the MMA show up on the Dutch test? Because they do that in early on. MMA is a good sign of the B12.
I think, on those tests, his B12 level has always been optimal.
B12 blood or B12 MMA?
The urine MMA. Yes.
MMA has.
Both on old test and also Dutch test. It has always been optimal.
Interesting, yet the
I
homocysteine
know.
won't come down.
Yeah.
So I might try some other approaches because usually with B12, B6, and folate, and it also has the TMG in there and in the plus, they do. So you might try liposomal folate and liposomal or sublingual folate and B12 and just see
Got
if it
it.
makes a difference. I'm pretty
Okay.
sure Homocyst X has P5P for B6. So
Yes,
that's,
it does. It does.
yeah. So you might try that. Just try
Okay.
that. And you can get that from Seeking Health as well. You can get it from Quicksilver Labs has them in
So
liposomal.
are you talking about the homocysteine X plus?
Yeah, I'm saying that the homocysteine isn't coming down in spite of the Homocyst X. So most people within 3 months their homocysteine drops significantly with that. So I'm just assuming maybe he needs more.
Got it.
Those SNPs more than the amount that's in there, and he may not be absorbing it as well, given. But it's kind of curious at MMA. They
Yeah,
did an
it's
OT,
normal. It's been always normal.
been normal. There is a folate marker on MMA that
Really?
you can look at. Yeah. It's not folate itself. It's I'm forgetting what it is, but there is a
Are you talking
folate
about the old
on
test
the OT.
or?
Yeah, on the OAT test, there's a folate marker.
Okay, so let me. I don't remember there is a full. I
It's
remember
on the
there is
page of
a.
vitamins, and I'm forgetting what exactly it's called because
It's
it's not folate.
B6.
Now, there's a B6, but look for the, there's a folate marker. It'll say in parentheses folate. I don't have a test in front of me.
Okay, so I have it in front of me.
Share
It
your
has.
screen and I can look at it.
Oh, should I? Okay, hold
Yeah,
on for
share
a
your screen and I'll
second.
show you which it is.
Okay. Right
It
here.
might be on the next page.
So the next page,
Yeah, it's
this is
be on the pre there used to be.
amino acids and mineral. This is the last page, pretty much.
Go back to the vitamin page.
Okay.
Okay, we've got
It's
vitamin.
B12, B5, B6, and B2.
What is there? Is a folate marker there? Give me a second. Super. It's go up a little higher. It might be.
Okay.
Let me just look real quick and
So my question on folate is blood test for folate a good test?
not necessarily because it doesn't differentiate between methyl and whatever synthetic. And you've got them off of all synthetic folate, right?
No, there's no synthetic folate. Yeah.
So he's not still taking an old multivitamin that you're not.
No, that's totally no, none of that. Yeah.
Okay, general specimen. Let me look. Oh, I thought they would show it here.
Well. Well, I want to check the detox section or the mitochondria section.
For many
If it's solid together.
There we go. Yeah, so I'll look it up on one of my tests because I know, well, I know where to look. Somebody recently had it show up a couple of times and finally she's going to be supplementing. So let me look. I know whose it is. And here we go. We'll find out in a minute. And it's, I'm drawing a blank on the name of it. Okay. 2019, it was on her most recent OAT test. 719, okay, good. Excellent. That's in the wrong page. Uracil. Look for Uracil, number 41.
Okay. Oh, number 41 is...
Oh, Uracil's right above it.
Oh, yeah.
Uracil's a BB, a folate marker, and she's off.
So, okay. So
he probably has an issue with folate. So you have to bump it up. And some people with methylation genetics have to go really high on their folate intake. I mean, I've seen people go as high as 5 grams a day before they get results. So I would play with it. I like the liquids or the liposomals, you know, because you can play with the amount and titrate him up to what will make a difference.
Got it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If you're supplying those almost always, B6 is important. How much B6 is in that?
His B6 is also in the, you're talking about the supplement?
It's in the supplement.
It's in B6. Yeah. You know, I have to look it up a little.
Well, you had it in your chart. You had, didn't have the amount. You just said that it had it.
Right. You're talking about Seeking Health, right?
Yeah, the Seeking Health Homocysteine Index. Because that, it may be more because B6, so you have homocysteine here, and then the B6 pulls it down, and then the B12 folate will circle it up and around to decrease it. So it could, that's why those three are so important.
Okay, so the B6 in homocysteine.
It's only 15.
X, 15.
Right?
Yeah.
So I would, there's two ways you can do it. You can have him double this, but then it may not be.
Extra.
I would give him just extra and just see. Mm-hmm. And play around with each one to see, because that's pretty low. I usually recommend 25 to 50 on P5P.
Yep. So I actually didn't list all the supplements on the slides. Because there's so many, and he actually has been taking
extra
just B complex.
Yeah, B complex will probably have like 3 to 5 milligrams of B6, not a whole lot.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can play with it, but I would play with those three nutrients in another form or extra.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And if he doesn't want to take this plus that, I would have him finish this up and supplement with that and then just try the others separately and see.
Mm-hmm.
And B2 is important because of, you know, the methylation and thyroid. B2 is really important. So I like to see him on that.
Mm-hmm.
The TM.
Homocysteine X has B2 in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I like that as a supplement, but I think you just may have to add more and figure out whether it's more folate, B12, or, and my guess is more of like folate, given his MMA has been normal and that's a gold standard.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is folate and possibly B6.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was that. And then there was another thing. I wrote it down. Now I can't read my writing. Because I was writing it while I was looking at your slides. Something. Yeah.
It's something that hasn't changed or improved as much. Is it one of those things?
Yeah. So I would say before you jump into desiccation, I think you've gotten great results with this thyroid. Mm-hmm. And I think that once you get the chemicals, the metals down further, mm-hmm. and, you know, get the leaky gut handled, have you redone the stool test to see if his elastase has come up? And
yes, elastase has definitely come up. I think what hasn't changed on the stool test is the, that inflammation marker.
Okay. Boswellia might be something to add for us to his protocol because it's super important for gut inflammation.
Okay.
I really would hesitate to get involved with recommending the thyroid meds, even desiccated, because then you're getting into playing with his numbers are okay. It's the antibodies that we have to address, not the thyroid itself. It's the mm-hmm. antibodies. So I think you're on the right track with continuing the heavy metals, looking at the mold. And I don't think he's going to see any improvement there. I would say look at his Dutch again to see where the cortisol DHEA is at. Does he have any patterns? Is he excreting, is the metabolized versus look at all that stuff and see if there's something from an adrenal standpoint that might boost his energy and make sure that his ferritin and iron levels are good.
The ferritin iron are normal.
Okay, good. All right.
The cortisol is an issue. I did let him try different supplements to support adrenal function. That's the area that has not changed as much. Yeah, it changed a little bit. I would say it improved a little bit. I think the cortisol pattern is more just flat. Throughout the day, you don't see a nice spike.
Yeah. So you can look at things. You can't do licorice with him because of his blood pressure. Mm-hmm. But you can look at things like ashwagandha. You can look at things like ginseng. Mm-hmm. Some of my
ashwagandha actually is in that ThyroCare supplement.
Yeah.
So it contains some.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And how many ThyroCares is he taking?
I think I have to pull up his supplement schedule. I believe it's like 2 capsules twice a day.
That's a fair amount. You might, just increase it and see if that makes a difference.
Okay.
It doesn't have much iodine. I don't think. I think it's the ThyroPX from them that has a lot of iodine, but it only has a tiny bit of iodine, so I wouldn't be concerned. Just don't want to overdo the iodine.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the things. I don't know what that was. How test, HA test estimate. I wrote down something initially. Like, oh, I want to point that out. Maybe it was early on when you were talking testing. So maybe if you put that slide up, I'd see. I don't know. But it was something.
Do you want me to go through the slides again?
It was estrogen, but then you got it. Because I was thinking when you said high estrogen, low testosterone, and I wrote aromatase, but then you did talk about, putting him on aromatase inhibitor. So I would, if that's getting better, then you're on the right track. If it starts to stabilize, you might want to look at adding some additional aromatase inhibitors, and there's a bunch of them. But that you addressed it. That was in the initial part, and I wanted to make sure you addressed that. So yeah, you got it.
So could you, because he tried two different aromatase inhibitors at this point. Do you have any other?
What did he try so far?
He tried this Zymogen's product, which is Testoplex Plus or something.
What's in it?
Let me see.
Probably saw palmetto.
Actually, it is right here.
But there's some others that you can.
No, it doesn't have any. Yeah, it's got shilajit, fulvic acid.
Okay. So others that I've seen work are nettles.
Okay.
Saw palmetto. Mm-hmm. Make sure his zinc levels are up, especially given his pancreatic elastase was low. Because. Mm-hmm. You need zinc to make that. And because of his prostate stuff, needing zinc. So zinc, saw palmetto, GLA, I don't know if you've done a fatty acid test on him, but given he still has some of the inflammation, I'd look at fatty acids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the OAT test, right?
No, OAT test doesn't have fatty acids. The NutriVal does, but you can just run a blood spot fatty acid from Genova.
Okay.
Get a good sense of that.
Got it.
Yeah, and I'd look at that. You can use the spreadsheet that I gave you to monitor his fatty acid intake to optimize omega-3 to 6. And that's especially important for cardiovascular health.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He also did the thyroid, this is not related to this. He did do the thyroid temperature measurement.
Was it low?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's still...
Now, it's actually up. Right now, it's 98.
Oh, good.
Like in the morning, but before it was 96.
Well, he's doing great. I wouldn't muck with getting him on desiccated thyroid or any because you run the risk of then the antibodies rising because mm-hmm. you're trying to attack that tissue, extra tissue to attack. And you're moving, you've less than half of both of those antibodies, so major improvement. And mm-hmm. I think when you finish the gut stuff and continue to work on the heavy metals, work on the molds and the other stuff, you're going to get them there.
Okay.
Okay.
So as far as for the potential trigger to, for the thyroid antibodies to elevate when people take the natural desiccated thyroid medication, because I know it's kind of controversial. It's
controversial,
not,
but yeah. I wouldn't take a chance. I just think that because his numbers are so good,
you're
going to get into mess, and then you have to deal with a doctor that doesn't really want to do it because mm-hmm. they already said his thyroid was normal. I just wouldn't do it. I wouldn't mess with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think it's going to give him any, might give him some extra energy, but it's at what cost?
Okay. Got it.
I wouldn't mess with that. That's the only thing I would disagree on.
Okay.
But otherwise, you did a great job. And there's just a few little fine tunings to keep him going. But you look at how far he's come.
Yeah, I know. Awesome. He's great. He's doing great.
Uh-huh. Yeah, awesome. Good work. Yay. Who has comments or questions for Jenny? I see Janine on.
I have a question about the B12.
Okay.
I have been experimenting with a B12 patch from Patch MD.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you think that's a good one.
I don't know. Janine first introduced me to them, but I know that topical can be really good, and the best way to do it, the best way to know is to look at like homocysteine, MCV, and MMA to see if it's actually working. But topical bypasses the whole digestive tract. The downside is you can't control the exact amount and how much is getting in. So if you're trying to do some, tight titration, it's harder to do. But I think topical is a good way to go. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Martha wanted to know, did you mention he was exercising? So you got him to do the bicycle, I think you said, right? The exercise.
Yes. But the exercise part is always a challenge. It's really hard to get him to move.
Yeah.
Because it's painful in the knees and he doesn't have much energy. But he tries to do the bike. I think he could do a little better, but that's something I have trouble with,
Yeah, working with him on that. Has he gotten any acupuncture? Like moxibustion for knee pain works phenomenally.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And one of my professors in acupuncture school taught me what they do, they cut ginger into thin slices. They put it around the knee and then they put the needles in the appropriate points and then they do the moxibustion. They light the needles and that has phenomenal results.
Mm, okay.
So you might.
Yeah. So he's actually considering the stem cell treatment.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't done it, but he's been talking to, we have a stem cell clinic in town. So he's been talking to them.
Yeah, and have they x-rayed him to know that it's inflammatory? Is it bone on bone? Is he missing?
It's kind of a bone on bone because he had the surgery before.
Yeah, so that's a harder situation to resolve than a wet inflammation.
Yeah. Situation. Mm-hmm. It's not just inflammation.
It's not just inflammation, so it's bone on bone. So, you know, it's important to look at that. Ultrasound has been helpful with that kind of stuff. You know, he can get a couple of treatments, and if he finds it really helpful and it's inconvenient to go get it done, he could buy an ultrasound machine and do it on himself. But I would look at an acupuncture treatment with moxibustion for the knees.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so you can cut the patches for lower down. What a great idea. Yeah. So if you're finding you want to titrate it, or you want to do double patch or 1.5 patches to get the level up, that's a great idea, Janine. Yeah.
Yeah. CoQ10, it's kind of expensive, and then this one lady, it's like 1,000 milligrams on there, so she meant, oh, I cut mine in half, and I was like, oh my gosh, because you don't really need that much of it.
You don't need that much. Yeah, yeah.
And
that reminds me, with the CoQ10, did you look at the mitochondria function? Does he need CoQ10? Does he need lipoic acid?
Takes CoQ10. Let me see.
Oral or liquid or capsule?
Oral capsule.
Yeah. So when somebody's in their 70s, mm-hmm. I'm a little, I'm thinking more in terms of, yeah, the stomach acid's probably low. The intrinsic factor's probably low. It just naturally gets lower. And they're going to be better off maybe with, like, try the CoQ10 patch instead. Patch MD has a whole bunch of patches. So that you can actually do it that way. And seeking health for energy support, for mitochondrial support, has a lozenge that is NADH and CoQ10.
Yeah.
So that's something to look at as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Who else? Questions or comments? Anybody?
I don't know if he's like, because I've been watching this 5G stuff. So also Wi-Fi environment, you know, my mom had the router right next to her head, basically. And when we moved it, heart palpitations went away, all these problems, stomach, everything. So that's just one other thing to.
Yeah. To look to make sure his cell phone gets turned to, if he has a cell phone, it gets turned to airplane mode if it's in his bedroom or out of the bedroom. The alarm clock.
Those Dex phones, you know, the cordless phones?
Yeah.
Where those are plugged in also. So.
Yeah, those make a difference. And at least 3 feet from his head at night when he's sleeping. Because he is waking up, and you said he's waking up. Did that improve, the waking up in the night?
Yes.
Yes, good.
Oh, yeah, he's been sleeping so much better. And he said it's related to hemp seed oil. The CBD oil
makes a difference. Good.
Yeah.
Lynn says, I didn't want to open that can of worms, the EMFs, right? You know, it's interesting how controversial that is. You know, there's so many people who I respect that say it's a bunch of hogwash, that I respect in other ways, but I don't kind of respect that opinion, that don't think that there's no evidence, but yeah. Or the evidence, all the studies are flawed in some way. And there are some folks who are very highly respected that talk about that. Yeah, I think it's big. I think there's tons of evidence. I agree. But there, yeah, I don't understand it. And this is the same person that says that, you know, he does a lot of endocrinology. And he says that gluten is not a problem. Unless they test for celiac, gluten isn't a problem. And this is like a naturopathic guy. So I don't get into discussions too much with them. It's interesting. Yeah. Dr. Paul will scare the pants out of you. Dr. Paul? Who's that? I don't know him. What? I'm you, Jeannie.
He's one of the scientists they interviewed. They've got a two-part.
Oh, on the 5G thing?
Yeah, and he's a very he goes way over everybody's head, but in the second part of his interview, it was like, oh my God. So yeah, it's big. It's, you know,
I think so.
There's quite a few. And, you know, I was thinking about getting all these links and put them in a post in NAPT just yeah. so everybody can go, because, like, Lynn knows, she watched it. There's so many references to all the studies. It's just amazing.
I would love it if you did that, because sometimes when I'm discussing things with folks, it's like, where's the evidence? Where's the evidence? And I, you know, I don't agree that everything needs to be validated by a study. We can use just observational and clinical and common sense of this is how the biochemistry works. Therefore, if we do this, we're going to muck it up, right? Do we have to have a study? Because the studies can be flawed.
Even Nick Pinot's book is full of links to studies.
Yeah, well, he claims that those studies aren't valid.
Who claims that?
This person I'm talking about, I'm not going to name.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to badmouth anybody, but.
Okay, who was the senator that died from brain cancer? Or not senator, what state was he in? I can't think of his name now. The short, bald-head guy. You always have a cell phone. And he died, what, about a year ago?
Oh, yeah.
I can't, the name's not coming to me.
Yeah, I know who you mean.
That was mentioned in one of the talks, and it's like, they wouldn't let him say. I guess he wrote a book, but I never read his book, that he, you know, from using his cell phone all the time, he got brain tumors.
He got a brain tumor. I think that's really pretty clear. But I think it's more the EMFs, like the 4G, 5G, the routers, you know, and all that stuff that a lot of people are saying, oh, that's, you know, and I'm guilty of not turning off my Wi-Fi at night, and it's mostly because I don't want to get divorced. You know, my husband totally thinks it's nuts if you're going to turn off your Wi-Fi and your router every night. And I've won a lot of arguments with him on a lot of things that he disagreed with. And, you know, I got to pick my battles.
Get him to Harvard.
Yeah.
Get Ethernet.
Well, we have Hardwire. I'm on Hardwire right here. Anytime you see me on these calls in my office, I'm on Hardwire.
Well, then you don't need the Wi-Fi.
Well, it's in my office. I'm not going to be on my office. I don't know what he's afraid of, that he's going to need to computer it, you know, or he doesn't want to have the internet start up every morning, you know, with the delay. I don't know what he's afraid of, but
I think you can hardwire your cell phone.
What's that?
There's an adapter to hardwire your cell phones also.
What? I didn't know that.
You heard that, Lynn, right?
Yeah.
So I want to check it out.
Yeah, I'd like to check it out. I used to turn it off at night when my kids were living at home, and I would not have it on, but then my kids are not here, and I have this mama bear thing that if my kids have an accident in the middle of the night and they need me, or an emergency, and they need to know how much vitamin C to take because they're whatever. You know, I just have that thing about wanting to
put the phone in the next room at least.
And then I probably won't hear it. What about across on my dresser?
Well, you want it at least 6 foot away, but you don't
want away, yeah.
You don't want the lights too.
Oh, I don't see. I just turn it down. I don't have the lights.
Yeah. That's why I have a landline. Huh? I have a landline so somebody can call me.
It's yeah, we still have one of those, but.
That's an emergency. I mean, just family true. Has that.
That's true. All right. I have a few bad habits still.
It's the same in our house.
What's that?
It's the same in our house, but I realized like little things I forgot, like the copier. It has Wi-Fi and it's hooked up to the cable. I don't need the Wi-Fi on that printer. It's just sending out radiation.
Okay, got it. Yeah, we don't use Wi-Fi on the printer, so I should look at that.
Our habits. And
I want to know about posting the thing about how you hook up your phone to hardwire your phone.
You know, in November, I don't know if you're game for it, but the guy that comes and does my assessment is coming back to reassess my house, and he'll be in Austin.
Oh, really? Yeah, let me know. That would be good.
His name is Brian Hoyer. So
yeah. Okay, yeah, that would be great. And I know I've had him, Scott, talk to Craig, and you know I had a long time to convince him about microwaves and not using the microwave. And he just still didn't believe me. And then when the microwave broke, well, we had the kids all start to use a steamer. If they want to reheat food, you put water in the steamer, you put the food in the steamer, no big deal. And then he got it fixed, unbeknownst to me. So we don't use it, but it's there and it works. But anyway, it's just a little hard. You know how it is with family members.
Wi-Fi and cell phone are microwave too, so.
Yeah, and you know what? When I use my EMF meter, the Vitamix puts off as much as the microwave.
Is it an old one or a new one? Oh, yeah, all machines do. Is it an old or a new one?
I have a relatively new one. I mean, I wouldn't say it's the latest state of the art.
The new ones have got the smart chip in them too, so.
Oh.
So.
But I think it did it. It's always done it.
Even your filters and your, you know, like any kind of a piece of equipment is going to put off big EMFs. So you don't want anything with at least within 6 foot of your sleeping area.
Yeah. Well, none of that's in the bedroom.
Yeah.
That's the phone, and I will put that on the other end of the room.
Yeah.
Except, you know, it's convenient for me because I wake up in the morning and I meditate with my app. And yeah, anyway, I sound like everybody else when they're making excuses about giving up gluten.
Well, we do a lot of things right. That's the way I look
at it. I do a lot of things right. I do 90%. I'm right now, I'm in a fast. I'm on my third day of a fast. I fast 5 days every 6 weeks, 1 month to 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, depending on my schedule and when I'm home. I fast, and I intermittent fast almost every day, and I eat whole good foods, and we've cleaned up the environment dramatically here. We took out all the carpets. We have bamboo on our floors. So, you know, I've done a lot of things right, and I think we can't be perfect, but, you know, if there are issues, right, sleep issues, which neither of us have, we fall asleep within 2 minutes. Both of us, and then sleep for 8 hours. So, I mean, if we go to bed in time, if not, I have to wake up to an alarm. But most of the time I've been sleeping 8 hours and falling asleep right away. So there's a lot of good stuff. And I think, you know, stressing over not being perfect can be worse than not being perfect. So that's all the trade-offs we do with our clients and we do with ourselves, because none of us are going to be totally perfect, right? Yeah. Oh, Valerie. Oh, Valerie, it's in Houston, so you have to have somebody to come to Houston. Yeah. But maybe this guy knows somebody in Houston.
Well, it's at the Central Market over on Wesleyan and Westheimer.
But he's going to talk? Oh, he's going to talk. I see.
I am.
Oh, you're doing a talk. Oh, yeah. In Houston in October. Oh, I missed that part. I thought you were talking about the guy coming to your house.
This is a group I belonged to years ago, and I go and talk to him every now and then. It's a Dowser group.
Nice. Oh, nice. Yay. That's good. That's great. Super. Anybody else? Questions or comments? Things you want to add?
I love her presentation. It was really good. I love how you explained everything. Very thorough.
Yeah.
And I have to rewatch it. I have puppies and stuff. But not to go back on the topic, but, you know, one of my dogs got, you know, IBD. And I correlated it with, we have this Bluetooth type collar, and more, I think I realized, like, if I don't put it on her in the morning, so she doesn't like go attack the birds, she always gets in trouble. She'll be depressed the rest of the day. And the doctor
don't put it on her.
When I do put it on her, I can notice her. Yeah. But she also developed gut problems and more depression. So now I've stopped putting it on her, and she has more energy, and I'm not going to put it on her and see if this gut will.
Well, yeah. I cringe whenever I see anybody with any Bluetooth things on their head.
And, you know, you can get some Boswellia powder and just add it to her feed.
Oh, okay.
Boswellia extract has been found to heal IBD. There's lots of studies on it.
Yeah, I've just been giving her, Mercola has some pet products, so I've been using his medicinal mushroom, probiotic blend, and then slippery elm. So
I would try some Boswellia, just because it's been so well studied for inflammatory bowel disease.
Okay. Ooh, do you get that from Mountain Reserves? Or?
It's an extract. I found it on Amazon, a company called Micro. I think it was Micro.
Oh, the Micro Green Company?
Micro Organics or something. It's organic. It's an extract. But you can do a search. Z Naturals might have it, but I just found it on Amazon. I know everybody says I shouldn't shop at Amazon, but it's convenient.
Yeah, he's saying up 6,000
stuff. One of these days I'm going to go direct, but it's like, oh, I could just click the button and it's there the next day. Like, I know.
Yep.
Anybody else? Nope. Do a video.
So I have a question, actually. So, you know, I think I have done, this is probably the last piece required for me in order to meet all the criteria for the certification. And so from this point on, what should I expect? So is somebody going to come and tell me, oh, you know, you are certified at some
point? Yeah, so we've got to get you scheduled for, once somebody checks it off that you've got everything, we have some spreadsheets, then we just, you just have a conversation with me, which it'll be fine. I don't even think we have to do that at this point because we've had a lot of talks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you'll just get it and we'll print out your certificate. And are you coming to Shine?
No, because my family is coming at the end of the month. And also there's a Datis Karazian is hosting this GI, kind of like a GI training. I think it's in about 2 weeks or something. It's like a 3-day training. So I'm doing that. So it's just lots of conflicts this time.
Okay. Yeah, so just let Tony know, because you've been in communication with Tony, that we did this. Make sure that have you sent in your slides for this and your slides for the other?
No, so whom do I send it to?
I just send it to nept@drritamarie.com.
Okay.
I mean, the other way you could do it is use the uploader, but I don't know how big. Sometimes PowerPoints get, well, you didn't have a lot of pictures, so they're probably fine.
It's fine, yeah.
In the uploader and just say, you know, or the NEPT uploader and just say it's a case study presentation.
Okay.
Cool. Congratulations. Awesome.
Thank you. Good job. Finally.
Yay. And so you'll get that. And then we're still working on the continuing ed piece of it. Like every, you know, if you want to continue your certification, you get the first year, obviously. But then we're going to be looking at, you know, a fee to just recertify, and then some continuing ed. And what we're planning to do is to have continuing ed, graduate continuing ed, you know, as webinars, maybe, you know, a couple, 4 times a year. Ticket to Shine would be included in your certification. So you'd always get a ticket to Shine to use that towards your continuing ed. Mm-hmm. We haven't worked it out 100% what that ongoing is and what the fees are and whatnot, but you'll get your certificate and we're working on, hopefully, we were hoping to have it by Shine, but it doesn't look that way. Web design is a long process, but getting the website set up and have the Find a Practitioner set up on there.
Awesome. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. And then you're eligible to do private coaching when we have cases come in. So we can talk to you about that. That's a reason to set up an exit interview with me.
I see. Got it. Yeah. Okay. That sounds great. Yeah. So Tony is still the person, right?
Tony's coordinating this early, you know, this accelerate your certification group.
Got it.
So, yeah, absolutely. And then we'll come up with the plan for that. And then she'll help you get in touch with somebody to get you on my calendar.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Marcy, I see the top of your head. There you go. Any questions, Marcy? Anybody else?
I want to express my adoration for Jenny. She did a fabulous job, and I've got quite a few notes.
Yay. And I just want to explain, she did a fabulous job, and there's a formula that, a template that she used, you know, present the person, their demographics, present the how they presented with their symptoms, do the labs, and then what approach. So you can all do this, because if you're working with someone, then that's the approach that you're going to be taking, and it's just a matter of putting it on PowerPoint slides. So it's not that hard to do. It's just getting up your courage and, you know, just taking it and putting it on paper, and you'll find that it's easier. And I would say you probably helped you really clarify as you went through it, this case, right? Of all the things you've done and all the holes, you know, holes, not holes, but things maybe that are are there. And, you know, again, when you do it, I'll be there to take notes. And if there's anything that I, you know, that you're stuck with on a certain point, then I'm there to support you, as is the rest of the community. So it's really good. I'm just kind of putting in a plug for everybody to do theirs. Mm-hmm. And I remember Jan was the first one to do it, and she laid out this whole presentation, and she did two of them actually. She did one on one of these, and then she did another one at Shine, and she came up with the format. And when she presented at Shine, she was the last person to present, and she looked and said, "Oh my God, I only have 10 minutes." And she talked so fast that you would have to play it back at like half speed to understand what she was saying. Cause she was like, I don't know how she even talked that fast. Cause you know me, I talk fast. This was nothing. She would have beat me in a race. Did our hands down. Isabel said, great presentation. Learned a lot. I love how you are so thorough on testing. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, this is a special situation. Not everybody's going to be able to be that thorough on testing because of what? What's the objection that people have?
The money.
The money, right? Mm-hmm. And this was somebody who could afford it. So she explained it. But I would say to you, don't underestimate your person's ability and desire to pay. You can say, hey, we could do these tests, you know, right up front, or we can go on your history and here's the basic testing I would want you to do. And then we're going to do some stuff. But if we get stuck at any point, then we're going to need to do those tests to see what's really going on. But this, she was very lucky to have a guy who's like, yeah, whatever testing. And I've had people like that. And then I've had people who don't want to do any.
No. Totally, totally. A lot of people don't want to pay for the lab testing.
The testing's expensive, right? What you laid out was at least like $2,000 worth of tests.
At least, at yeah, least. Because he would repeat them, right?
Yeah. All right. So thank you again so much. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations on finishing everything, and look forward to talking with you and handing yourself. Well, I can't do it in person. Be able to do it in person.
I'm coming to Austin in November.
Oh, for Laura's?
For Laura's, yeah.
Oh,
Laura's training.
Hold it till then and give
but
it
you will be there, right? Maybe on the first day or something.
I'm going to be there. No, I want to do that one again because that one's a great, I'm hoping I can keep my calendar clear to do the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good one. All right. So thank you, everybody. I'm going to open up your lines so you can, you know, express your gratitude to Jenny for doing a great job, and then we can go. So I'm going to say unmute all. 1, 2, 3. We're all unmuted. Yay. Thank you, Jenny.
Well, thank you guys for being here. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Yeah.
Great job.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.